Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Pro-Palestinian campus protests are growing around Boston, even after a police crackdown on an encampment near Emerson College that led to more than 100 arrests earlier this week. WBUR senior reporter Willoughby Mariano has been on the story, and she joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So you have been out and about this week, starting from the beginning of the week, really. But I want to start with, what is the latest? How many protests are going on, and have there been any more police raids?
Oh, goodness. Well, yes, there are lots of protests, MIT, Harvard, Emerson, and of course, yesterday, sort of inspired by a big arrest, 108 arrests at the Emerson encampment. A bunch of Northeastern students came out and are now occupying the quad over, Centennial Quad over on their campus. And today at 1 o'clock, Emerson students are going to be voting on a resolution, it's through their Student Government Association, that would say that they have no confidence in President Jay Bernhardt and calls for his resignation. So, you know, the tensions have really just ratcheted up since the beginning of the week. Sort of in response to the increased crackdowns on students. Now, you see at Emerson, of course, with the arrests, that inspired Northeastern to come out. And now on their quad is Berkeley, students from there, Boston University, and Emerson students who are no longer allowed to protest on Boylston Place where their encampment was. Now they're out as well.
Wow. So definitely growing over there. And I understand that you did talk to some of the students that were arrested yesterday morning. What did they have to say?
Well, yeah, they didn't have a whole lot to say. Right now, I think a lot of them are processing and trying to figure out their next steps. But one of them talked a bit about her frustration with the administration and, you know, having she actually said she was nearly arrested but managed to leave. She was worried about students, that her friends that she saw on video who were dragged away by police, sometimes in a fashion that, regardless of whether or not it was legal or proper, that she saw as violent.
Yeah, it definitely. I saw a video sent to us by a student who was in a dorm just above where the police raid was happening. And it seemed like students were resisting arrest a little bit. They were linking arms, but there were some students who were thrown to the ground, and I can imagine that that might be traumatic. And in fact, that is something to mention. Emerson College has released a statement saying that they do recognize that that incident might have been traumatic for some students, so they're offering counseling to students who need it. Also in that statement, Emerson College said they recognize and respect civic activism and, you know, the passion that sparked in Boylston Place Alley, but they also, you know, need to follow city ordinances and public safety rules, and that was the position that they were in. So do you think that, and we've touched on this a little bit already, we've seen this grow ever since the arrests on Thursday, did students talk at all about, like, oh yeah, we're doing this now? Or could you hear that in the student responses about what's next?
And there were students who said, hey, we're going to go to Northeastern now. This is not acceptable. What the end game is really unclear, because each time the administrations of these universities cracks down, does something that they perceive as unfair, or the suppression of free speech that is nonviolent, students get angrier. Again, they are seeing their friends being arrested, and they think about, okay, what are we going to do next? Best way to resist next. This is not a conversation that is going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah. And can you remind us, What is this movement about, and what are the students generally asking for, or demanding in this case?
Yeah, the demands are varied. It depends university by university. But broadly speaking, they do want their universities to divest from Israeli government or, you know, companies that have ties to Israel. And in addition to that, some of them, MIT students, for instance, want research grants and other funding and activities ceased that have ties to the Israeli government. At Emerson student, there's an element there where they want more transparency about what these ties are. And in addition, they want the end of student suppression. That's how they describe it. There have been past arrests of students there that really riled them up. That happened in March. 12 students were arrested and during an active protest. And they see that as something that needs to end.
Yeah. Well, we did hear WBUR heard from Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. WBUR's Simone Rios managed to ask her a few questions yesterday, and she said that she has seen some of the body camera footage from the Emerson College incident where police came to break up the encampment. And she says she didn't see any kind of violations, brutality. But she did also offer a little bit of an explanation as to where the city is in this whole situation and what they're trying to balance.
We welcome and uphold and respect the right to peacefully protest in public spaces in our city. The issue was with fire hazards from the tents and the public health and safety risks that encampments and tents in particular pose in the city.
Now, Willoughby, have you heard from other students around the protests or the encampments? I remember when I was at MIT on Wednesday, you could tell it was business as usual, at least on that campus. Every campus is different, is what I'm gathering so far. On that campus, people were heading to exams, or some didn't quite know what the encampment was, but then others very much knew what it was and had some feelings. So when you were at Emerson, what did you get a sense of the other feeling on campus?
Well, the feeling I had was that there was a sense of people going about their daily business. Boylston Place Alley is, you know, a public walkway, and so people were just sort of walking in and out, doing what they normally do. But there was a lot of intensity at Emerson. This alley is where they hang out. Aside from protests, and this had really focused attention on the pro-Palestinian movement, and it was hard to miss. I mean, students literally, their windows look out on this alley, and so people who were involved in the protests and people who were not involved in the protests got to see what it looked like for an encampment to be cleared.
Well, we're definitely going to stay on top of this. Willoughby Mariano is a senior reporter with WBUR. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.